The Senate vote confirming Samuel Alito was largely along party lines and came after contentious hearings during which the nominee was questioned by Democrats on a range of issues including abortion, civil rights, and the power of the president.
The judge's only obligation, and it's a solemn obligation, is to the rule of law. And what that means is that in every single case, the judge has to do what the law requires.
Liberal Democrats in particular waged a fierce battle against the Alito nomination, arguing that President Bush was replacing the court's leading moderate, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, with a committed conservative jurist. Justice O'Connor was the first woman on the high court and announced her intention to retire last year. This is Senator Richard Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois.
A chill wind blows. A chill wind which will snuff out the dying light of Sandra Day O'Connor's Supreme Court legacy.
Many legal experts predict that replacing Justice O'Connor with Justice Alito will shift the 9-member Supreme Court in a more conservative direction. A.E. Dick Howard is an expert on the Supreme Court and constitutional law at the University of Virginia.
Abortion regulation, relations between religion and government, questions of capital punishment, a number of areas, affirmative action would be another. There are several different areas in which the court was divided and in which O'Connor's vote was often the fifth and critical vote.
Conservatives are thrilled with Justice Alito's ascendancy to the Supreme Court. They see his appointment, combined with the president's earlier choice of Chief Justice John Roberts, as fulfillment of Mr. Bush's campaign promise to appoint conservative judges. Charles Cooper is a former colleague of Samuel Alito when they both worked in the Justice Department during the Reagan administration. He says the Senate confirmation hearings helped to build public support for the Alito nomination.
Embraced Sam Alito as a fair-minded, open, honest man of enormous integrity, a man without a biased bone in his body.
Legal experts caution, however, that Supreme Court justices are not always predictable. For example, in his first case on the high court, Justice Alito sided with the court's more liberal faction to block the execution of a convicted murderer in Missouri. But many analysts believe the Alito and Roberts appointments represent the continuation of a gradual shift away from the more liberal image of the Supreme Court that stemmed from rulings in the 1960s and 1970s. Once again, University of Virginia expert A.E. Dick Howard.
That the hope of a conservative working majority on the court will be more nearly fulfilled. If they bring that about, if that in fact happens across the court's docket, that will be an historic shift from where the court was a generation ago.
The role that Sandra O'Connor had as the court's leading centrist voice is likely now to be filled by Justice Anthony Kennedy. Justice Kennedy was appointed by President Reagan, and although he has a generally conservative voting record, he has agreed with the court's more liberal faction on some cases involving gay rights, abortion, and the death penalty. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.